The Story of Father Christmas and Santa Claus. Father Christmas and Santa Claus were originally two very different people. So, who were they? And why the obsession with chimneys?
Fun, excess, and Father Christmas. Until the 17th century, Christmas was a drunken feast for adults, with its origins in pagan celebrations to mark the shortest day of the year. Christmas festivities were anarchic in aristocratic houses, where the party games were often presided over by a mischievous character known as the Lord of Misrule. None of this hedonism had anything to do with religion, and so in 1647, England's Puritan-dominated Parliament banned Christmas completely. Their prohibition on parties was doomed to fail, however, and the tradition returned with the Lord of Misrule evolving into a bacchanalian character of fun, excess, and good humour, who we know today as Father Christmas. It was only in the 19th century that Christmas became a family festival with presents for children, but still a lot of eating and drinking by adults.
Santa Claus and your Christmas presents. Father Christmas and Santa Claus have become interchangeable today, but Santa Claus had nothing to do with Father Christmas originally. His name is a corruption of the Dutch Sinterklaas, itself a transformation of St. Nicholas. Santa Claus became popular in New York in the 19th century, thanks to Dutch immigrants, and later arrived in Britain from America. The real Nicholas was a 4th century bishop, born in what is now Turkey, and whose saint day is 6th December, a feast that is still bigger than Christmas in some parts of Europe. Famous for his generosity, Nicholas is said to have stopped a poor man from selling his 3 daughters into slavery by providing the girls with money for marriage dowries. The story goes that he anonymously dropped 3 bags of gold down the chimney. The gold landed in the girls' stockings, which were drying by the fire. A millennia and a half later, this has evolved into the tradition of giving presents at Christmas, or on 6 December in places, and the bizarre idea of them being delivered down the chimney. And it's why, in many places, children still put out a stocking by the fire that will be magically filled with presents during the night.
How two men became one. In the cultural melting pot of the United States, Father Christmas and Santa Claus became one character with 2 names and elements that were taken from both traditions. Father Christmas, for example, was always shown as a fat, jovial character with a beard, while Santa Claus was originally pictured as thin and ascetic, as you'd imagine a holy man would look. The modern hybrid kept the extra kilos, but St. Nicholas's red bishop's robe triumphed over the traditional pagan green worn by Father Christmas. It was also in America that an anonymous 1821 poem first suggested that Father Christmas / Santa Claus travelled the night sky in a magical sleigh pulled by reindeer, a pure invention that soon became an essential part of the tradition.